Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to a very special sneak preview of the No Borders, No Race podcast show. Now, as some of you know, I, along with Blonic, host a radio show at a nearby college station called No Borders and No Race. So, for the past few weeks, we've been on hiatus for a couple reasons, but one really big reason is because we've just been so busy with everything going on with the Boston Bash Brigade that we've haven't had a lot of time to just sit down and plan anything out for the radio show. So as of right now, we've had the radio show on hiatus, but we are contemplating a couple things, either going back on the radio a couple weeks or so, or waiting until September, or doing it as a side podcast show on the Boston Bastard Brigade site. And I figured, just for the hell of it, I decided to do a little bit of a sneak preview of the No Borders, No Race podcast show, if we wind up and do it this way rather than do it on the radio show. So I figured for this podcast show, I would go back to what I had originally had started it for, and that was to promote Japanese music and some very, very low-key indie people or some bands that have a little bit of fame, but not as much as they deserve. And we're going to focus mainly on, like I said, Japanese music, but we'll play one or two songs from people from other countries. So let's get right into it. And before I forget, if you want to look for any of these artists that I'm going to be playing today, you can find them in three places I highly recommend. The first and foremost is Japan Files, which you can find a link to on the Boston Bastard Brigade website, or if you want to just type it out, it's japanfiles.com. You can also find some of these artists on iTunes, or there's one store that I recommend everyone to go to for J-pop needs online, and that is cdjapan.co.jp. If you like what you hear and you want to sample something else from the band that I'll be playing, or the bands that I'm going to be playing, you can go to one of these three places, check them out, and if you like them, go and buy it. I'm just offering people, you know, a sample of what to expect. So let's get right into it and start with the band that started it all for me, The Pillows. And this is from their most recent album, Ooparts, which is available on iTunes. So I would recommend, like I said, going onto iTunes, type in The Pillows, find the album Ooparts, listen to some of the samples, and see if you'd like this album enough to go and buy it. But right now, This is The Pillows. The song is called Melody. That was The Pillows with Melody from their album Ooparts, available on iTunes. Right now we're going to be playing Gogo Nana Ichihachi Hachi with a song from their album Antenna, which was released last year. And you can find this album on cdjapan.co.jp. And the name of the song is Chikyu Saigo no Hi.
38度もありえない太陽灼熱の時
And that was Gogo Nana Ichi Hachi Hachi with Chikyu Saigo no Hi from their album Antenna, available on cdjapan.co.jp. And before I forget, the reason why you're also listening to this sneak preview is by the time this is on the website, I am going to be driving home from the Midwest for a family wedding. So I wouldn't have had time to edit the podcast show that Bluonic and Anvil and Darkheart would have recorded on Saturday. So you'll hear that episode, hopefully, on Thursday. But let's get back to the music. The next artist you're going to hear is Snail Hair. Some of you might be familiar with him for a couple of the songs that appeared in Honey and Clover, and recently in the anime Arakawa Under the Bridge. And this is from one of his earlier albums, Sun Neo Air, and you can find this one on Japan Files. The name of this song is called Aimoka Warazu.
Thank you.
And that was Snail Hare with Aimoka Warazu from his album Sun Neo Air, and you can find that on Japan Files. Now the next song you're going to hear is from an album you can also find on Japan Files from the sadly disbanded Ketchup Mania. And I got to interview this band before they broke up, and I'm really sad to have seen them go because they were really, really talented. So we are going to be playing one of their later songs from their, I believe, their 2008 album, Flag. And like I said, you can find this one on Japan Files. The name of the song is called Pink Water. That was Ketchup Mania with Pink Water from their album Flag, available on Japan Files. Now the next band we're going to be playing is not from Japan, but rather from Norway. This is probably one of the best bands on the planet. They go by the name of Turbo Negro. And this is from their 2003 album Scandinavian Leather, which you can find on iTunes and at your local indie record store. This is Wipe It Till It Bleeds. We'll be right back. And that was Turbo Negro with Wipe It Till It Bleeds, available on iTunes and at your local indie record store. Remember, support your local indie record store, because who knows, one day these awesome stores may no longer exist. Now, the next band we're going to be playing is another group that I got to interview a couple years back. They're called Detroit 7, and this is from their Black and White album, available on both iTunes and Japan Files. This is Downbeat. That was Detroit 7 with Downbeat from Black and White, available on Japan Files and on iTunes. Right now, we're going to be playing a little The Michelle Gunn Elephant, a very, very popular band from Japan that sadly broke up, and I don't think they're ever going to be coming back together, considering one of the band members recently passed away. I forget which one, though. Sorry, my memory isn't that good at the moment, because I only had a couple hours of sleep last night, but that's another story for another time. We're going to be playing something from their Gear Blues album, which, if I look back, I really should have put this one on my top 10 greatest Japanese albums of the past 25 years. So to make up for it, this is The Michelle Gunn Elephant with the song Smokin' Billy. And you can find this album on cdjapan.co.jp. And that was The Michelle Gunn Elephant with Smokin' Billy from Gear Blues. And I forgot to mention, this album actually had a US release, but I think it's out of print. But if you look on the Rolling Stone website, you can find a 4 out of 5 star review from someone comparing a lot of the guitar riffs from this album with the ones of Pete Townshend from The Who. So that's pretty kick-ass in my opinion. Now the next band I'm going to play is Orange Range, and as you might have seen on the website, I've been bombarded by people who didn't really take kindly to my review of their recent album, World, World, World. I just didn't really think it was up to their standards. So, to make up for it, I'm going to be playing something from their Orange compilation album, which you can find on cdjapan.co.jp. And this is one of, I think, their finest songs. This is An Rockstar. And that was Orange Range with An Rockstar from their compilation album Orange, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now the next band we're going to be playing is an all-girl band from Toronto, Canada. This was the band that opened up for the Clicks when I saw them with Nenya back in December, and they just completely blew me away. They have a new album out called Lessons from the Late Night, which you can read my review of in the upcoming issue of the Electric Sisterhood magazine, but we're going to be playing something from their first album, The Impatient Romantic. This is Hunter Valentine with Break This.
She's walking on time. She's breaking right through. She's lost in a coffin, can't get out to you. You're buying her love, she's empty enough that your cold heart could fill right up. Stop. she'll tell you she's fine. But she doesn't want you, she knows that she's mine. And when you're inside her, look her in the eye, and you'll see the sadness of our last goodbye. She calls me a knight.
That was Hunter Valentine with Break This from The Impatient Romantic, available in iTunes and your local indie record store. Now the next band we're going to be playing is called Chatmonchi, and this is from their most recent album, Kokuhaku, which you can find on cdjapan.co.jp. This is Catwalk.
を照らしているよ
And that was Chat Munchie with Catwalk from the album Kokuhaku, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now, the next band we're going to be playing is called the Cherry Cokes, and they have a great blend of Japanese traditional music and Irish Celtic punk. And this is from an album called Rouse Up, which is available on cdjapan.co.jp. If you like your Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly, you are certainly going to love this. This is Graceful Harvest. That was the Cherry Cokes with Graceful Harvest on Rouse Up, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Next up is Puffy, aka Puffy Ameyumi, with a song from their recent album Bring It, which is available on cdjapan.co.jp. This is a very good English language track that they do called I Don't Wanna.
Hey, 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 hey
And that was Puffy with I Don't Wanna from Bring It, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now, folks, you know what the best thing about doing a podcast show is? Not having to worry about censorship. Fuck, shit, ass, bitch, shibbity-doo-wop, twat. Yep, I can say all of that. After all, you've been listening to the Boston Bass Brigade podcast show, where we say a lot worse shit than that. So it brings my heart a flutter to be able to play this song from the awesome movie Detroit Metal City, and I think this song should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most time saying the word fuck. This song is called Fuckingham Cuden. From the soundtrack album Makai Yugi, available on cdjapan.co.jp.
Fuck.
And that was Detroit Metal City with Fuckingham Cuden from the soundtrack album Makai Yugi, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now the next band we're going to hear is Mollus, and I reviewed this certain album recently on the Boston Bash Brigade website. Although not up to par with Dr. Ray, I felt the album was still pretty good. So from Catalyst Rock, this is Mollus with Into You, available on cdjapan.co.jp and Japan Files. And that was Mollus with Into You from Catalyst Rock, available on Japan Files and cdjapan.co.jp. Next up, we got all-girl band Flip with the song from their recent EP, Kansho Chudoku, which is available on cdjapan.co.jp. The name of the song is called Bad Communication. We'll be right back. And that was Flip with Bad Communication from Kanshu Chudoku, available on cdjapan.co.jp. Now, before we play our final song, I would like to remind our listeners to check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, and past podcast episodes. Don't forget, we have our MySpace at myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, and we are also on Facebook. And check out our friends, the Electric Sisterhood, at esh.mobi for another side of news and reviews and their own podcast show. And also Geek Aggro at geekaggro.com. You know, this isn't as easy when you don't have your other bastards with you to say that whole fucking thing. Whew! So, this last song we're going to be playing for this special preview of the No Borders, No Race podcast show. This is somewhat of a pilot. Like I said, this could either go on as a podcast show or it will just continue on as the radio show. So, we'll figure out if it's going to be podcast or radio and we'll let you all know. So, we're going to end the show with the recently deceased news of these. And this was a really big shocker when we found out that this really talented record producer just passed away. And it was a shame because not a lot of people were able to work with such a talented man. But we're going to be hearing something from his Model Soul album. And this features one of my favorite rappers on the planet, Shingo 02. And the name of the song is called Lovesick Part 3. And you can check out this album at cdjapan.co.jp. And this is probably one of the best rap albums ever made, in my honest opinion. So, until next time when I'm joined by the other bastards, this is your King Baby Duck saying thank you, my Twilights, and sayonara, baby.
And now...
Visibly, I see clear when the world doesn't show it to me. It's so hard to make sense of
in the cycle of villain, trying to find a reason to quit and make a killing. I admit our dealing is painful, like a star upon a child staring down from the ceiling. How far do we have to stretch the picture before pixelating the human texture? We can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister and save it all up for an ultimate prize. Homecoming gathering with the big surprise. Throw on your favorite record that's good to go on the analog table and it's up to flow. Sit back with ease and hear the MC flow. Hi-hat, kick drum, all the highs and lows. It's funny how the music put times in perspective. Add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are, feel it, we'll keep walking and we can't get far. Yeah, wherever you are. It's funny how the music put times in perspective. Add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are, feel it, we'll keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are. Okay, we can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Let's break it all down into pieces of bright moments that pass by like a meteorite. Throw on your favorite jacket and you're good to roll on the analog trail and you look to roll. Just stroll through the trees and let your miseries go. Sunshine, hurricane on the highs and lows. And start all over from the canister. Let's break it all down into pieces of bright moments that pass by like a meteorite.